literally start immediately. A wee mowit. I can start immediately. A wee mowit. How you like that, dude? A wee mowit.
We all maybe.
Historical Jesus period. About like the Roman occupation in the first century.
Bit. Yeah.
I never knew anything really about it. And apparently Rome, you know, was conquering the world and they conquered Jerusalem. And back then, Jews were just like these little fucking weirdos who just like hung out at the temple. And there was like levels of the temple. There was like the outside Gentile court where like you could buy a goat, give it to a Jewish dude and be like, yo, sacrifices for me, you know, give me some fucking J points. And then they would go.
They get tons of J points.
They would go to the women's court. So if you're a Jew lady, you could hang out in the women's court. And the Gentiles hung outside. And then if you're like a Jew dude, you could go to like Jew. You go to the Jew dude VIP lounge.
By the way, I'm sorry to interrupt that, but that's a separate. I mean, we've been talking a lot about BB girls.
Yeah.
If you're Jew, you're in a different. You're a Jew dude. Or you're fucking baby Jew lady. Yeah. You get J points instead of GBPs.
Yeah. So if you're a Gentile on some J points in the first century, you would just like buy a goat from some Jewish dude who would pass it behind the back to a Jewish lady who would pass it to another Jewish
dude.
And
cut its fucking head off.
Well, then they would give it to the high priests. And there was these dudes who just sat in the top of the temple and just slit goats' throats all day long, dude. And then the high priest would take the pelt for themselves because that fetched a value. And then they would just feast on the fucking meat. So these high priests were just living in these temples, just getting fed by people, just like thinking they were getting J points. And this whole time, they're just fucking eating goats. Like, dude, this is the fucking. It was like the most sickest pyramid scheme ever. But then if you try to get into that temple.
It's literally a pyramid scheme.
If you try to get in that part of like where all those, like the.
Where the super Jews ate goats.
Yeah. They would kill you. They would kill you, dude.
Cut your head off.
If you step your fucking little shoe into that fucking thing, dude. If you were like a fiddler on the roof and you thought you could get into the fucking Super Jew dome, they would get you.
The Jews would get you?
No, Jews would get you, dude. To everyone.
The Jews will get you.
The Jews would get you back then.
Now the Jews don't get you.
Nah, they blew up this scheme, dude. This was like the Romans came through and conquered them, and then we're like, wait, what the fuck are you guys doing in here? And they were just like, huh, all right, okay, you guys can do your thing. And they just let them do their thing. And that's where King Herod came in.
He
was like the, you know, the client king or whatever. And, but apparently they're saying.
Herod was like, yo, we got to fucking cut these Jew boys' heads off.
Yeah, Herod was a wannabe Jew. He was like, he converted to Judaism and then they put him up as a king. So like, he was like trapped between two worlds. But they like, the Jews back then were like, they were like fucking ISIS, dude. So they were getting occupied by the Romans, and like there was a sect of them that were like, fuck this, because they got kicked out of Jerusalem and had to live in the woods. So there's like these Jews in wilderness who were like totally cut off. Yeah.
Wilderness Jews?
These are wild Jews, dude.
Jews are like, they're like pigs. Yeah. Like if they're out in the woods too long, they start growing their tusks back.
I hope nobody soundsbite the first 3 seconds.
Jews are pigs.
That's hilarious. But yeah, so like
so there was wild Jews were out getting their tusks.
It was
gone.
Weird where the wild Jews were, dude. they were out
sprinting in between bushes and shit.
Like, what was that? Was that a Jew? They were going back and forth. And that's where like Nazareth was just like wild, just Jews in the wild, like Jew Manian devils, dude, just spinning in little circles, dude, flying about the prairie. So then they say Jesus is from that. Oh, fuck. Yeah, dude. You'd set your gold down on a tree stump and take a nap in a like, dust cloud and fly around in a statue. I'm talking strictly 1 AD here, dude. But yeah, man, I didn't realize the wildlife of first century Jews, dude. It's crazy.
Wildlife. You should write a book like that.
Oh, this guy did. The book's called The Historical. It's called Zealot, but it should be called The Wildlife of First Century Jews. So then they're saying Jesus came from that, but it was like these Jewish Jews got displaced like into the wilderness.
I guess Jesus was raised wild Jew.
He was.
He was born in a fucking shed.
He was born in a shed. Well, they're saying the Bethlehem story is like bullshit. He was just born in Nazareth. He has like a bunch of the disciples are just his brothers. Like they said, Judas is again, but Spud Man stepped in.
Spud Daddy debunked.
Spud Daddy's an audiobook scholar, dude. And he was like, he gave me a video saying the guy's been debunked. He has a fake PhD.
Debunked.
Yeah, so I'm like, I'm curious now to do my little research, but dude, the story itself is fucking hilarious, dude. And then like basically there was like these guys called Zealots that would like, apparently all Jews claimed like being like full of zeal for their religion to where like you never bow to like an outside force or, you know, this or that. And like you just thought about like David and like all these old Jewish kings. You're like, dude, I'm just like fucking David, dude. I'm like such a fucking wild prophet, dude. It's so funny. But then these guys came out of the woods and started fucking people up, and that's where Jesus was from. He like came through and was like, yo, like when they said like the Pharisees and flipping tables, there was money changers outside of the fucking goat bazaar.
Yeah.
So they were like, you know, take farm. It was a big business, dude. Jesus came out of the woods and was like, fuck. I think the Pharisees were actually the working class, but he came out and was like, fuck y'all.
And he flipped their fucking tables.
That was a big deal, dude.
Doing that with goats and birds and shit.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to go back to church. They do Hospitality Sunday every now and again with like donuts and shit. I'm going to like,
flip the fucking fuck this, donuts, dude.
I'm going to
this is the Lord's house.
Yeah, dude. Fuck this.
Fuck your donuts.
Or I might just wash some ladies' feet.
Yeah, you should. You should go to church and start washing. You should start trying to perform Jesus-like miracles.
That's true. That'd be sick.
Wash people's feet. Be like, so they're all going to kill me soon.
I'm going to put fucking noodles on my feet and walk across the water. But yeah, that's been an enjoyable read. I listen to it at night, and I listen to it in my bed, and I'm just like, dude, this shit is crazy, man. These dudes just up in the top of the temple, just fucking gorging on goat meat, selling pelts. I'm like, these guys had it figured out. The Romans came and just fucking smashed
Romans
them.
Ruined it.
It was funny how the Romans were like the historical accounts were like, they thought they were interesting people. Odd little fellows, because the Romans would just come through and like Jerusalem was such like a non-thought to anything. They're like, wait, who the fuck are these guys? And they're like, all right, man, what the fuck ever do you guys want to do? Just give me your fucking tax money.
Yeah.
So that was pretty sick.
Yeah, that's. Did it get into Pontius Pilate at all?
Not yet.
This is a real weird thing to say, but I was always kind of a. I thought Pontius Pilate got a bad rap.
You're a Punch fan?
I'm a big Pontius Pilate fan.
Well, didn't he say, like, you sure you want to kill this guy?
Yeah, he was, and then the Jews were like,
yes,
crucify him, crucify
it'll
him.
It'll be interesting, yeah, it'll be interesting. That was the other thing, too, that why they say thief is, like, how there's two thieves next to him. Mm-hmm. They say, like, thief translated into what it came out to, like, zealot, and they're like, they weren't really thieves, they were just, like, other reactionaries. They're just wild Jews.
They were wild Jews.
They chucked three
woods.
Wild Jews up on the hill, and they're like, just fucking stop, dude. We're trying to eat some goats in this on the third floor of this weird fucking brick building, dude. That's what it was all over.
Yeah, it was the one building that
they killed Jesus over, like, animal pelts.
They invented steps. And they're like, dude, we're up here. We're up on the second floor, dude, looking down on everyone.
That must have been sick, dude.
Yeah, the first guy to invent steps was probably like, dude, welcome to it.
If someone walked up to them, you could just fucking plunge a sword into them, like, get off my stairs, dude. But yeah, that's Yeah, Jesus died.
Yeah, but Pontius Pilate, yeah, he was like, I wash my hands of this.
He's like, yeah.
He's like, this is fucking wild Jew shit.
That's true, dude.
He's like, this is wild Jews that I have, I'm from fucking Rome.
Yeah. He's like, I don't even want to be here right now.
Yeah,
dude.
He's like, this sucks. My wife thinks you're fine.
Yeah.
Like, kill him. I don't care.
I know. It's funny
a bad
how much.
Move for him.
That is funny. He was just like, killed Jesus and was like, all right, what else is on my to-do list?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Went down.
That
history.
Was just part of his day.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, we gotta string up some wild Jew.
Basically what happened, he was just like, all right, he had a to-do list, and he was just like, go to the Colosseum, fuck my body slave, kill Jesus.
Kill some guy.
Yeah. Kill some fucking Jew out of the wilderness.
Yeah, man.
But it's weird it sounds so familiar to ISIS, to where, like, ISIS was getting, like, you know, Roman, back then, Rome would have been America.
They call that, the ISIS refers to the West as Rome.
Dude, it's...
They really do. They still do.
Well, that makes total sense, because I'm like, damn, dude.
You went for an ISIS?
Christianity.
See, this is you becoming a Wigger because you got into white rap,
and now
I want to
join ISIS,
with ISIS.
I'm not sympathizing. I'm freaked by the fact. I'm like, damn, Christianity blew up against the Roman Empire. I'm like, those boys might beat us, dude.
You think ISIS is going to win?
They could. They're in the fucking, they're hanging out in the Victor's Woods right now, dude. That's where you gain your fucking... powers.
Out in the Middle Eastern woods.
Yeah, dude. You fucking hang out there with the porcupines, dude. But yeah, that was that's what I've been chilling on. That and researching chaos theory.
Fuck, dude.
I've listened to about an hour into the chaos theory book. I don't understand any of it at all.
That's
I just
sick.
Listen to it and I'm like, whoa, nonlinear equations. Awesome. No fucking clue what it is.
It's nice.
Yeah, I don't know.
I got a salty BBG out on that couch right
so?
Now. I don't know. Probably not. It's early enough that things are going well.
True.
If this was later if Allah blesses me to have a long relationship with BBG.
That's true.
This would probably be a salty BBG right now.
There's only one way to find out. You have to go out and like, hey, you cool? Like, yeah, fine.
Yeah.
And you're like, fuck.
Fuck, she's pissed.
Fuck.
We broke up.
Yeah. fuck. And as soon as, like, whenever my girlfriend's mad, like, my next thought is, like, she's just gonna go fuck someone else. That's my worry. It is. Yeah. It's like, whenever I'm like, if we get in a fight and she put, like, there's like a 5 minute window if she pulls up her phone, I'm like, what are you doing?
Who the fuck are you texting, yeah, dude? That's when you got a domestic violence.
Yeah. You
can't fucking grab him and be like, who's the fucking.
Well, just funny, too, to think that, like, your girlfriend gets mad and she's like, I need to suck some guy's dick right now. Yeah, which in is my not head, how it yeah, goes. In my head, I'm like, she's probably fucking gonna suck someone's dick. And it's not mine.
Which is never how you would react either. Like, if you get in a fight, you're never like, I'm going to eat pussy right now.
Although, like, again, I have fucking got angry, and I'm like, I'm going to go jerk off right now. But it's not out of, like, spite. I'm not thinking of her like, yeah, you happy now? Look what you made like me this? Do.
You like this, you bitch? Here's another funny thing is her friends now listen to this. And they're definitely going to be in her ear like, you can't be with that guy. Like, listen to this fucking weirdo.
That, though, sometimes stokes the flames of a BBG's desire, dude.
Yeah, it's not a BBJ.
It's a BBJ.
BBJs are fucking out in the woods.
BBJs are, yeah. BBJs are just checking your listeners.
Mary was a BBJ.
True.
St. Mary, dude. She was a BBJ.
They have some not-so-nice stuff to talk about her.
They didn't like Mary?
Yeah, in that book, they're just kind of like, she's definitely just some chick who had a bunch of kids and didn't have a dad. She's like, Joseph didn't even exist. They're trying to say, like, Joseph was just someone they made up to, like, conceal the fact that she was just a wild fucking Jew. She was a wild Jew.
She was a BBJ.
Spitting out. Jesus was like a day laborer. He was, like, spitting out. She was, like, spitting out a bunch of, like, crappy fucking sons, dude. And crappy Jesus sons. Was basically an evil hippie.
For sure.
He's like, dude, this is so fucked up.
Yeah. So. Yeah, they keep eating all our goats, dude. Fuck that. Yeah. And then the high up Jays were like, dude, cut his fucking head off, dude.
Dude, one of those guys sees you from the third floor, dude, and points to you, it's fucking over.
Lights out.
Yeah, he just has goat blood around his face. It's like, what? Dude, I read deeper into that book. It gets even funnier, dude.
The first century Jews are still wild?
Dude, well, they were crushed by the Romans, and, like, well, apparently there was this whole chapter on, like, magic, whether Jesus was, like, a magician or a healer. Apparently magicians were, like, chill, or, no, healers were, like, that was pretty cool. If you're, like, an exorcist, or you could walk around and be, like, I exorcise demons and I'm a healer. And it wasn't really legal because you're challenging the temple, but it was still, people were stoked on you, and there's, like, a good economy for, like, healers and magicians and shit.
Yeah.
But being a magician versus a healer was just, like, considered rude. Like, everyone believed in it. But, like, if you were to turn, like, a stick into a snake, people would be like, come on, man, fucking stop. Knock it off, all right? We don't want this shit happening. Like,
yeah.
It didn't blow people's minds. They're like, he's a fucking magician, dude. And that was a big argument when, like, the lady touched Jesus' cloth in the temple. The one testament, whoever, Luke or whoever, John or whatever is the first one, says, like, Jesus felt his powers getting drained. Turned around and was like, who touched my cloth? And the lady was like, I did, and healed me. He's like, all right. Let it be known, like, walked away, and then they took that part out in the next thing about, like, his powers being drained. Because there was a whole thing about him being a magician. That was, like, a bad thing to be back then.
Magician?
Yeah.
Well, it still is. <That's> Magicians have never really been a hot fucking commodity.
That's true.
Anyone doing tricks around me, I'm like, all right.
Yeah, enough, dude. Get out of here.
I think the exact thing is carried on. I think back then, though, everyone reacted like black people to magic. Like, if someone did a trick, shit, everyone just sprinted in circles. It was like, holy fuck, dude, that stick just turned into a snake.
Well, imagine then when you were able to, like, grab a pebble and pop it out from behind a dude's ear, and they'd be like, oh my god, holy shit.
We gotta leave.
We gotta get the fuck out of here.
There's pebbles in my ears. There was a guy dumb enough, I think I told this on the cast earlier, this guy was dumb enough that the factory I worked at, that I would throw glue chips into the back pocket of his work outfit.
Yeah.
And if one went in, I'd be like, hey, come here, I got a magic trick for you. And I'd hold up a glue chip and be like, now check your back pocket right now. And he'd reach in and be like, what? How the fuck did you do that? Yeah, so if someone's dumb, you can really fuck them up with some magic.
Yeah, man. I'm
a bit of a magician now that I think about it.
Huh?
I'm a magic man.
You should learn some tricks, dude.
I'm a magic man.
You should learn some tricks and bust them out on stage, dude. You should just, in the middle of your thing, just pull one of those long cloths out of your sleeve.
Not even acknowledge it. Just keep pulling it out.
Dude, if you did some magic tricks and didn't talk about them, that'd be the funniest fucking thing. If you're just like, whoop, popped a rabbit up, fucking put it back, and you're like,
hey. Throw a rabbit off the stage. Yeah. Damn. Damn,
oh my god, boy. Dude, there was another thing that happened when, like, so the Romans were, like, they were up in fucking Jerusalem, controlling it, and then, like, They had like a revolt, and the Romans got like, kind of like go home because I think Nero or someone, one of them committed suicide, one of the Roman leaders, and they all had to like kind of go home and settle Rome. When they finally came back, they occupied Rome again. They just like fucking these guys up, and like during the second occupation, the fucking oh no, I think this was during the first. One of the they like had the Roman soldiers up on like the forbidden part of the temple to show them like Rome runs your shit. They were in the fucking super Jew room, dude, all the way at the top, and the fucking they had Roman soldiers stand as like a disrespectful thing to be like, yeah, dude, this shit's fake. Yeah, so the one of the Roman soldiers on Passover fucking from the top of the temple mooned the crowd. And they all fucking rioted, like people died and shit. He fucking mooned the crowd. People rioted and died.
That was a Roman McCusker, dude. That was you up there just like, fuck all these super Jews. Pulled your ass out. You're like, oh shit. Oh shit.
Like, dude, look how mad they are in the temple. Hold on, watch this. Oh. They ended up beheading that guy because he like caused such a problem. They
killed him. Cut his head off for mooning the crowd. That's fucking awesome.
Because they're like, dude, what the fuck, man? Now we got to deal with this. Like, they finally chilled out, dude. These first century Jays finally chilled.
Nero.
And then you mooned them and sent them into revolution, dude. You inspired a fucking total revolution.
Spark revolution with your cheeks.
Oh my god, it's so. I was listening to that and it's like, dude, this is the funniest fucking thing.
Fucking Nero. I think Nero was the one who elected his horse to Senate.
Did he really?
Yeah. Sick.
That's a power move, dude.
And then he burnt the city down.
Did he really?
Burnt Rome. Yeah, dude. He was wilding out.
Dude, the funniest part of the so when like when the old Jews got rid of Roman rule, it was like any other civilization where like they didn't know who the leader was. So like I forget the one guy's name. He just like threw on purple and walked through the temple and was like, I'm the king of the Jews. And everyone was like, what? Like there was like some people like, I'm the fucking king of the Jews.
No,
and,
I
like,
am.
Slit his fucking throat.
Cut and then his
next,
head off,
yeah,
dude.
Then the next guy's put on purple and be like, I am the king of the Jews now. Dude, it's so funny.
Fuck.
Back then, too, and like they would conquer civilization. Like they conquered the Maccabees. Someone else conquered. I forget who it was. And they were just like, worship me as a god. Dude, it was so fucking crazy.
Yeah,
back
it's hilarious.
Then. Worship me. And they're like, never.
Did you listen to that Carlin?
Which one?
The hardcore history on King of Kings?
No.
You'd like it.
What was that about?
It's about like ancient, I think it was about Cyrus the Great. He was like a Persian emperor.
Jesus Christ.
And like the way they, dude, there was like a whole thing on how they killed people, like torture with like a...
He loves torture.
Yeah, he does. Again.
And I read about these devices. And
I think, what would that be like today? I can't even imagine.
But he talks about kings?
Yeah, he talks about they would put people in these bulls, these brass bulls that were hollow. They'd put them in like... roast people in them.
Oh.
And then when you would scream, like the smoke and shit would go out of its nostrils. It was real fucked up. One of the things they did was they would put you in like a canoe that had like holes for your arms and feet and head. Okay,
oh,
so you're
God.
Laying on your back, and then they would put the other half of the canoe on top. And so it's just your head sticking out and your hands and your feet. And they would put you out on a lake, but before they did, they would like funnel milk into you. So you're like fat with like milk and honey.
Oh, dude.
Just so the bugs would fester in the fucking canoe with you, and they would just put you out for
days. You definitely shit the canoe like
oh, yeah, you shit,
fourth
like,
hour.
Well,
you
that
shit
was
the
thing.
Canoe,
it would give you diarrhea. So you would shit. There would be bugs that would eat you from in the canoe,
dude.
And then your face and hands, because this is in like the Middle East.
Imagine the milk back then. Hopefully we'll pick that up, dude.
Somebody outside was just blah.
Even to fucking if they were like if I was in the Persian Empire and I was like an enemy of the Empire and like drink this milk, I'd be like, no, this shit's fucking yeah. gross.
I mean like the torture back then. I mean, you need to imagine.
Ugh.
Dude, that was probably the worst death I've heard of.
They could have put me in like the nicest spot of the temple and I'd be like, this is unbearable, take me
yeah,
the fuck
yeah,
out
yeah.
of here. It's fucking 84 degrees in here, dude. This
you'd
sucks.
You have to moon everyone, dude. Like, just kill me. I'm gonna start a riot. I'm showing my dick today.
I would definitely show my dick, dude.
You would show your dick?
It would be so easy.
You would show your dick to the Wild Jays?
I would show my dick to the fucking Persians.
What do you think they would do?
They'd promote me instantly. That would be tight to go in. If I could somehow interact with a fucking king back then, talk shit, it would be so fun, dude. I mean, they wouldn't understand my fucking...
They'd cut your fucking head off right
parcel
away.
Parcel tongue, dude.
They would not only cut your head off, they'd do like... They would do just the meanest things. They would make you like eat your loved ones.
Oh, yeah.
And then they made this... They did this thing where... I think they tortured this dude's son in front of him and then cut his eyes out, so it was the last thing he ever saw.
Jesus.
Like, they did the most... Yeah, same thing
they
with,
did
like,
the most, dude.
They-